from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 15th of March. We'll start overseas, and a Russian fighter jet has collided with an American drone over the Black Sea. The jet first dumped fuel on the drone and then clipped it, making it crash. The United States has summoned Russia's ambassador to protest the incident. Moving on, China has warned that Australia is now a target after it signed a deal to get nuclear submarines from the United States. China's foreign ministry said the AUKUS alliance between the US, UK and Australia was typical Cold War mentality that would stoke an arms race. Australia's foreign minister Penny Wong has hit back at China's comments, saying Australia has been very clear that it won't acquire nuclear weapons. In other news, it's been revealed that Sydney is the cocaine capital of Australia. That's according to the latest National Wastewater Drug Monitoring Program. The report also found that Adelaide has the highest meth use, Melbourne is the ecstasy capital, regional Queensland is the highest user of ketamine, and people in Darwin consume the most cannabis. There you go. To sport now, it's tipped that FIFA will confirm today that the 2026 World Cup will be the longest and biggest in history. The tournament will be expanded from 64 games to 104, which will be played over 5.5 weeks. The 2026 World Cup will be hosted by Canada, Mexico and the United States. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To entertainment news now, Avril Lavigne has been praised for how she handled a topless protester at an award show in Canada. The singer was presenting at the Juno Awards when a woman jumped up on stage to protest a development by the local government. Let's have a listen to what happened next.
I'm introducing an artist who's blown up on the global music scene, fused with his Punjabi roots. Get the f*** off. Get the f*** off, bitch.
Well done, Avril. And finally, Lindsay Lohan is pregnant. Her rep has confirmed that she's expecting her first child with her husband, Beta Shamus. All right, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.